A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, 'Rabbi.' As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers and sisters. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. I recently read an article in the New York Times about the lengths to which people will go to get reservations at certain Manhattan restaurants that are known to be frequented by the rich and famous. They will spend huge amounts of money, devise intricate schemes for making helpful contacts. I actually found it all quite hilarious. However, the behavior described simply represents, in large, if you will, an inclination all of us know in smaller, less dramatic form. All not unlike loving to sit at the head table, even if vicariously. Today's gospel puts before us what one commentator I read called hard-hitting stuff. Jesus here condemns marks of human vanity, marks of prestige and entitlement hunting, of hypocrisy, of haughtiness and greed and selfishness, all those marks with which we are all too familiar. Basically, Jesus admonishes us not to pose as the Savior or the Master of anyone, and to do more than talk the talk. Unlike the scribes and Pharisees, we are to walk the walk. So we are left to ponder, how and where do we fit in this picture? Are there ways we must ask ourselves today that we show marks of entitlement or hypocrisy, displays of vanity, of a certain formalism in our religious practice? Perhaps most serious of all, are there ways in which we lay heavy burdens on others while not lifting a finger to lighten them? This may happen, I fear, even more as a collective, as citizens of a nation, more than individually. I'm currently reading a very thought-provoking book by Walter Brueggemann entitled Reality, Grief, Hope, Three Urgent Prophetic Tasks. The book raises questions about our American claims of exceptionalism as a governing ideology, our denial of that, and our being on the brink of despair because of it. He points to the prophetic tasks of countering these, countering ideology by reality, denial by grief, and despair by hope. His emphasis on prophetic work that is called for rang true for me to the call of today's reading. The discourse in Matthew's gospel that starts today at the beginning of chapter 23 echoes so much of the prophetic charges. Like the prophets of old, Jesus is really talking about the danger of putting anyone in the place of God, including ourselves, whether individually or as a people. There is one teacher, Jesus reminds us, and we are all classmates in the teacher's one school of virtue. No one shows us better how that is done than Mary, the mother of Jesus, whom we honor on this feast of her queenship. Just re-sing her song, the Magnificat, a masterpiece of prophetic imagination, wherein she makes clear her role as valedictorian, if you will, of the master teacher's class in the study of practicing what we preach.